Keep rolling here, Mr. Chair.
What's that? Yes, absolutely.
On page 26, action sheets titled license forms and fees. The proposed change here for this language is in reference towards the two-tiered duck hunting option that will be available to hunters this fall, where they have an option to select on their migratory bird certification stamp either Tier 1, which would be the standard daily bag limit, or Tier 2, which would be known as a three-splash daily bag limit. So currently, the valid period for all hunting licenses that we issue here in South Dakota are valid from December 15th through January 31st of the following year. So this kind of creates a problem or issue with our upcoming experiment with these new duck hunting regulations, which will begin in 2021. So unless changed, our current system would allow a hunter to possess possibly two separate valid hunting regulations for one duck hunting season. So this has the likelihood to create an enforcement issue and potentially confound some of the analyses that will be occurring with the three-splash regulation experiment and if this regulation becomes operational in the future. So we are only considering changing the valid period for the state migratory bird certification permit. At this time, we have no intention to change any other license valid dates with this change. So the proposed change up above there is just to strike out the word inclusive at the end of that language and replace with unless otherwise specified. And that otherwise specified would refer towards this migratory bird certification permit. Mr. Chair, I don't know if you have any questions. If you do, I'll try to answer them, but we have no recommended changes to your proposal.
All right, thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion on this finalization. Commissioner Whitmire moves. Is there a second? Secretary. Thank you, Mr. Watkin. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All right. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank the commission for working with us on this one. This is an important step for us moving forward with this process. And immediately here, probably next week, we will start working with our communication staff and other staff on marketing this change and the opportunity for those two different daily bag limit options for duck hunters. So you'll be seeing quite a bit of that here coming very soon. So thank you. Mr. Chair, on page 28 would be the regular duck hunting season. Again, this would be for the upcoming 2021-22 duck hunting season. You can see the season dates and open areas there at the top of the action sheet. The daily bag limits there are listed respectively for the Tier 1 option, our traditional daily bag limit, and the Tier 2 option, known as the three-splash daily bag limit. The proposed changes, you'll notice here on page 29, in further evaluating our regulations and rule, we need to make some tweaks here to make sure everything aligns appropriately with those two options for those duck hunters that would be participating in this season. You'll see again the first proposed change there. Right now, during the first 16 days of the duck hunting season, an additional two blue-winged teal may be harvested in addition to the daily bag limit. So we need to ensure that this option is only made available for the Tier 1 option only, okay? The three-bag option would not be able to take advantage of these extra blue-winged teal within their daily bag limit because they're essentially limited to three ducks. The proposed change number two would be to include mergansers in the daily bag limit of ducks for the Tier 2 option. Mergansers are actually members of the duck family, so we need to include those in that three daily bag limit. Coot daily bag limit would remain separate as coots are a member of the rail family. And so with that, Mr. Chair, those are the two proposed changes. We have no recommended changes from your proposal, and I don't recall seeing any public comment on this sent to you on this matter.
Thank you. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion. The move? Seconded, thank you. Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Oh, one question. Commissioner Whitmire.
Thank you, Chair. Question on Merganser footed common. Is it footed? Is that the only Merganser that's legal paved?
That's a good question. I know we have the common, we have the hooded, and there might be some red-breasted merganser. Rocco, are you on? I'm calling my third friend. I'm glad I have lots of friends today.
Yeah, it would be hooded common and red-breasted mergansers.
And they're all three legal paid?
Yes.
Good question. All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. And we continue moving along.
You're on mute, Chad.
Thanks, John. Sorry about that. On page 31 is the August management take portion of the goose hunting season, Mr. Chair. The August management take, or known as AMT, is simply another harvest tool that we have available to us to implement and utilize our hunters to better manage our resident Canada goose population. It's a tool available within our Canada goose action plan that Rocco will be kind of going over here with you either later this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Some history on AMT. I mean, we have utilized this season. Much of that was implemented primarily before many of you were on the commission back in the years of 2010 to 2015. It was an area that was open in much of eastern South Dakota. That open area varied across the year, but did include much of the eastern part of the state. During those first 3 years, we did see significant increase in harvest rates on our resident Canada geese. That did tend to taper off towards the last 3 years where we have that implemented across much of the state, and thus we kind of backed off as we've seen harvest rates decline and we've seen our Canada goose population fall within the objective we had identified within the management plan. But The proposal that you have in front of you today, Mr. Chair, would be for the 2021 hunting season. You can see the season dates there, August 21 through the 31st, a daily bag limit of 15 Canada geese. I wanted to remind you that this season is currently open to residents only. The open area is the proposed change you have on your slate today for finalization. Currently, this take, August management take, is currently available in Pennington County west of the Cheyenne River, and we retain that portion of the AMT in western South Dakota, predominantly to try to apply additional hunting pressure where we had and felt that we had some safety concerns there from Ellsworth Air Force Base and the Rapid City Regional Airport. Just wanted to ensure that we had some hunting opportunity there and using hunters to manage that population of birds there. The change here that you have in front of you today would be to modify that open area to include that portion of Meade County south of South Dakota Highway 34. Regional staff out there feel we have an opportunity out there to take advantage of some birds that are moving away from Rapid City, heading up north and doing some feeding up in that part of the world there. And then you'll see the 33 counties there in eastern South Dakota that working with field staff, working with our stakeholder group on the revision of that Canada Goose Management Plan, we would like to bring those counties back into this August management take and help us aggressively get on top of this population to keep it within our objective identified within the action plan. So Mr. Chair, we don't have any recommended changes to you on this proposal. I believe you did have a few public comments on this proposal. I think a lot of those were pertaining towards the daily bag limit of 15, but with that, Mr. Chair, Rocco and I are here to try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Any questions or comments from commissioners? Mr. Spring.
On the goose population in most of the states, on the native geese, does this population drop quite a little, or is it still pretty high compared to where it was years back?
Rocco, do you want to take that one?
Sure, Chad. Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. So, you know, in general, the Canada goose population in South Dakota is far higher than it was, you know, even 20 years ago. I don't know how far back you're talking, but currently the population is doing very well and is quite high. And I'll be going over the specifics here in a little bit, probably during a PowerPoint.
Okay, good. But that'd be good information, because I'd be curious where non-residents could come into this equation, too, if our bird numbers get too high. So I'll look forward to your presentation. Mr. Spring.
The reason I asked on this is I live in more of the right north of this west unit that you have here, and I've seen in our area that the population is really down from what it was 8-10 years ago. That's the reason for the question.
Any other additional questions or comments?
Sure. I think it's a great point. Thank you. And I move to approve.
Thank you. Second. Second. Thank you. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the proposal for the finalization as is presented, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think the last finalization I have to cover here today would be on page 33. This would be our early fall Canada goose hunting season, which would be the entire month of September. Included in that area on that map below, shaded in blue, designated as Unit 1. That would be the open area for this season. Units 2 and 3 are managed a little different to provide later hunting opportunities for Canada geese. The proposed changes that we have with you here today would be to change the start date from the first Saturday of September to September 1. We feel right now where we are with Canada geese, we would like to have a continuous stream of harvest and not have any separation or closure of that harvest between the August management take and the September season. And then the second change there would be to increase the daily bag limit, which is currently 8 right now, to a bag limit of 15. And that recommendation or proposed change, Mr. Chair, reflects the harvest strategies outlined in the revised Canada Goose Action Plan that, again, Rocco will be going over some information with you here some point during this meeting. But it would be 15 daily bag limit with August management take through September, and then once we get into October, those daily bag limits would change like they have historically always done for the most part. But with that, Mr. Chair, we have no recommended changes, and again, we try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion. Moved and seconded. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Right. Thanks.